Well, George Burns once said that happiness is having a large, loving, close-knit family in another city. Okay. And I remember there's a neat little story of one day a family was driving back after the baptism of their baby, and the father looked in the back seat and his 5-year-old son was crying, and he said, "Why are you crying, son?" He said, "Well, during the baptism, I heard the priest say that he wanted us children raised in a Christian home, but I want to stay with you guys." Well, today is the feast day of the Holy Family. And actually, one of my favorite stories of a family is this father who came home from work one day, and he was very tired from a long day of work, so he just wanted to relax, read the newspaper, watch a little television. But his children kept coming up and asking questions and wanted to play with him. His little daughter kept coming and interrupting him. So he thought, "Well, how can I get some free time?" And so he said, "Let's play a game." So he took the newspaper, opened it up to the map of the United States that shows the weather. And so he took the map of the United States and he tore it up into about 25 pieces and said, "Here, put this back together. Here's some scotch tape. Come back when you're done." The father figured he'd have a good half an hour or an hour of relaxing free time. The little daughter came back about 3 minutes later. It was perfectly taped back together. And he said, "Honey, how did you do that?" She said, "Well, I was having difficulty at first trying to put the map together, but then I noticed on the back was a photograph of a family. So I put the family back together and the United States took care of itself." Isn't there a great deal of wisdom in that? The family is the basic cell of society. It's the basic unit of society. If families are healthy, the church is healthy. If families are healthy, society is healthy. That's the key. It doesn't take a village, it takes a family, right? That's the key, is the family. We do have our work cut out for us because the family has been under attack for centuries. The enemies of the church are always trying to destroy the family. If you read about the French Revolution, they tried to destroy the family. The communist revolution, the communists tried to destroy the family, the socialists, the Marxists, the Nazis, modern secularists. They're all trying to destroy the family, to destroy this basic cell, this basic unit of society. And they've accomplished a great deal. See, back in 1860, only one out of 36 families became a broken family. By 1974, it was 1 out of 10. Today, it's 1 out of 2. So we have to fireproof our families against the attacks of and the erosion of modern society. In fact, you might have seen that movie, Fireproof, about how to save a marriage. It's a great Christian movie. It also goes for the family. You have to protect and fireproof your family against all the onslaughts of modern society. That's why the church once a year gives us this feast day of the Holy Family. And it tells us to look at Jesus, Mary, and Joseph as our example, as our role models, as our intercessor. But sometimes I've heard one person tell me, "Father, I can't relate to the Holy Family. After all, the father was a saint, the mother was immaculately conceived, and the child was God." She said, "That's so far different than my family." Well, that might be the case. But the Holy Family went through many challenges and many struggles that many families do today. In fact, some far more difficult situations. The Holy Family struggled with their finances, certainly. St. Joseph was a carpenter. He was a manual laborer. He had to work very hard to provide for his family. When he had to leave his hometown and go to Bethlehem and then flee to Egypt, he had to find work in a new location. The Holy Family became refugees. They became exiled in a different country. They had to learn a different language. They had to find work in a different location. They lost all their possessions, their family, their friends in Nazareth. and they had to live in Egypt for a number of years. We know that they were financially poor because they could not afford a lamb at the presentation. They gave either two pigeons or two doves because they were a poor family. So they struggled. I remember also they had challenges. I mean, things like, you know, King Herod trying to kill their child. They had to flee in the middle of the night to go to Egypt to escape this death squad that had been sent out to hunt down and kill their child. Imagine the terror that the Holy Family went through in trying to protect their infant child. And then when Jesus was 12 years of age, as we read today, he was lost for 3 days in the city of Jerusalem. That'd be like losing your young teenager in New York City for 3 days. Imagine the concerns and anxiety and worry that you would have. And the Holy Family, we can relate to them. They lost Saint Joseph when Jesus was most likely a teenager. So they experienced the loss of a loved one within the family. Joseph probably died when Jesus was just a teenager. So again, even though the Holy Family, we could see that, yes, of course, Jesus is the Son of God, Mary is the Immaculate Conception, Saint Joseph was a saint, and yet we can relate to them because of the challenges and the difficulties and the hardships that they went through as a family. That's why the church says that Saint Joseph is the role model and example for all husbands and fathers. He was the head of the Holy Family. And I encourage all of our dads here today to really emulate Saint Joseph. He was that just, holy man, that righteous, that pure, holy man that led the family as the spiritual leader. And that's what all of our dads are called to be, the spiritual leader of the home, to lead the grace before meals at the family dinner table, to take the family to church, to bring the family to confession, to give your children a blessing each night before they go to sleep, to give them a blessing. It's one of the great privileges of a father to give a blessing to the children. And then, of course, for all of our ladies, for all of our moms and wives and mothers and all of our women, our Blessed Mother. That's your example. That's your role model. Because Mary was the heart of the home, as all women are called to be, the spiritual heart of the family, of the home. And I think of the virtues of our Blessed Mother, her great faith, hope, and charity, her generosity, her compassion, her tenderness. That is the role of the mother. And then, of course, children are called to imitate Jesus himself. And he was so obedient and so, what a good example to the children to have that spirit of Christ. So when the children can be extra loving to their brothers and sisters, or when they can be obedient to their parents, what a great way to follow Jesus. So what I would recommend, some very practical things as we begin this new year in just a couple days, is that use the Holy Family as your example and your role model. You as dads, I would recommend make sure you come to our men's retreat. It's just a small couple hours, February 2nd, from 8 o'clock to about 11 in the morning, just about three and a half hours. It will be held right here at our church. We have wonderful priests coming, Father Scalia, Father Cregan, as our guest speakers. So we want all the men of the parish to sign up and register for this mini day of recollection. Just a couple hours, but it can really change your life and help you to be follow the example of Saint Joseph as a husband, as a father. Even if you're single, come to the men's conference and you'll get a great deal out of it. And also I'd recommend that families pray together. Remember the great priest from Ireland, Father Patrick Peyton? He's the one who invented that phrase, the family that prays together stays together. Family that prays together stays together. So what about the family rosary and grace before meals and coming to Mass together? I would certainly recommend it. In fact, for marriages, you know, couples, the average in America, one out of two couples get divorced. But couples that pray together The statistic is only 1 out of 2,000 of those couples get divorced, the couples that pray together. Compared to 1 out of 2, it's 1 out of 2,000 if couples truly pray together. And then I'd recommend, make sure you go to confession as a family. Now, don't all go into the box at the same time. Give everybody their chance individually, but at least drive the family to confession at the same time. And you'll begin to notice when you should all go, when you begin to lose your patience with each other, when you begin to argue, when you see the children fighting with each other. That's the time. Say, okay, this Saturday we're all going to confession. If every family went to confession at least 4 times a year, summer, winter, spring, and fall, or once a month, whatever it might be, it would save marriages, it would save families. Because you want peace in your home. And the way you get that peace is by going to confession. And lastly, I would recommend that you as parents have to protect your children against the evil influences of society that are especially invading the home through the television and through the internet, through the computer. A long time ago, back in about the year 1800, Mother Seton, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, had a dream, a vision, where she saw our country in the future, maybe 100, 200 years later. And she saw that in every home in America, there was this, some sort of a device. She called it a black box. We don't know if she was referring to the television or the computer, but she saw all sorts of filth coming from this box into the family, into the home, destroying marriages and destroying children. And perhaps it was a prophecy, a prophetic vision of TV or computer, whatever it might be. So we can use these things for the good, but sadly, the evil one has been using so much of it for evil, to destroy marriages and children and families. So make sure you are protecting and safeguarding your children against the evil influences that can come through this technology. Again, technology is wonderful, can be used for great good, but sadly we've seen a lot of evil come into people's lives and into their families because of this. So today is this great feast day of the Holy Family. Let's try to imitate the example of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.